Members of Congress are returning to Washington after their summer break, and among the issues they will confront are questions about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. The server controversy has dogged Clinton's presidential campaign, and Republican leaders in the House of Representatives plan on holding several hearings on the matter, including one at which the former State Department staffer who helped Clinton set up her email server plans to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights not to testify. International Edition's Doug Bernard covers the cyber world, and he's been looking into the technical details behind the email story, and he joins me now. Welcome, Doug.
Hello, Susan.
Hey, Doug, how do you set up a server in the first place?
So anybody who has an email account actually has an email server. It's just that most of us use email accounts like through Gmail or Hotmail, that sort of thing. So the servers are located far away, and they're run by a corporation. Think of a server sort of like a postman. It's the person to whom you give letters to be mailed, sent to somebody else, and who gives you, in turn, letters and mail that came from somebody else. So all of these servers are essentially talking to each other. You hand a letter to a postman. It's like writing an email and sending it to your server. That can be a very direct and very secure connection. However, once that email leaves the server and goes out into the big internet looking for the other server or the other postman to whom, you know, it should go, it's pretty much out there in the wild, unsecure. So there are literally millions of email servers in the world, and they're constantly just handing these letters or these emails back and forth.
Well, answer me this. Why don't we all have private email servers?
Well, largely because they're expensive. They're difficult to run. The machinery and the software is expensive. And there's also, you really have to be aware of security matters. People are, as we talk about often, people are always trying to hack into others' emails. And so your email server needs really very good security protections. You really have to know what you're doing. Most of us just don't have that level of expertise.
And it's so inexpensive just to use a professional one anyway.
Inexpensive or free, yes.
So what info can you get out of one of these servers?
Well, you can get pretty much anything that the person has written down and then sent or received. So there potentially is a tremendous amount of information that's available. Now, again, we're talking about, it depends what the person is using their email account for, but if they are writing about government goings on, somebody who hacks into that would have access to that. So pretty much anything that you've written or somebody has written to you, that would then become vulnerable.
Well, it's not clear if Hillary Clinton had her server wiped.
Right.
But if she had wanted nobody to get the information,
right,
she could have had it wiped. Can they get anything else out of it if it has happened?
Maybe. There are allegations. Congressman in the House of Representatives says that she has had the server wiped. Hillary Clinton, for her part, really hasn't answered the question. We expect that she will in the coming weeks ahead. But even if a server is professionally wiped, like someone comes in and really knows what they're doing and gets down there and starts erasing, you know, all of the information there, even if you think it's all completely blank, there are still traces and information that can be got through using very sophisticated forensic techniques. The only way to know for sure that a server is completely clean and that no one will be able to access it is to destroy it. But if you think that just by wiping a server that all of that information is now gone, you might have another thing coming.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Doug, for stopping by.
You bet.